So we've got BakerBots on the agenda today. Big global law firm, impressive website. But what's the real story? You handed me a whole stack of info on them, so let's dive in and try to figure out what they're all about.
It's always a good idea to start with a company's website, right? It's their their curated public image. Tells you what they want you to think about them.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so first impression, they keep using this phrase, collaborative entrepreneurship, which, honestly, not the first thing that comes to mind with lawyers.
Right. Interesting choice of words. I think they're trying to shake that image of a traditional law firm, stuffy, old school, and present something more modern, more dynamic.
Yeah, like the legal version of a tech startup or something. And speaking of tech, they've got whole sections on AI, blockchain, NFTs. The really cutting-edge stuff makes you wonder, are they actually experts in this, or is it just like good marketing?
Well, you never want to rule out good marketing, but it's more than just a passing mention, right? They have these subcategories under each one, even tying blockchain to things like energy law and entertainment law. Shows a deeper understanding than you might expect.
Okay, so they're not just throwing buzzwords around. They've
Yeah.
actually thought about how this tech stuff applies to the real world. That's pretty interesting.
Exactly. And they highlight their thought leadership pieces on AI and energy transition right up front. So they're not just keeping up. They want to be seen as leaders, shaping the conversation in these growing fields.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, hey, we get it. The world is changing fast, and we're the ones to help you navigate it.
Exactly. Positioning themselves as those essential guides for companies dealing with all this new tech and the changes that come with it.
Makes sense. Okay, so they're global, right? Offices everywhere. And the range of their practice areas is huge. Tax law, litigation, environmental law, you name it. Is that normal for a firm this big?
It definitely points to them being a full service firm, yeah. Their goal is to be the only firm any client needs, no matter how complicated the issue, which lets them offer expertise across different fields, super valuable for those big, complex clients they're after.
Okay, so say I'm a company, right? And we're building a massive wind farm off the coast. We need lawyers for the environmental regulations, negotiating contracts with energy companies, maybe even figuring out international taxes. BakerBots is the one-stop shop.
Pretty much. They'll have specialists in every single one of those areas, all under one roof, who can work together seamlessly. That's a huge selling point for the right client.
Now that is a legal powerhouse. I mean, they even have energy transition as its own separate practice area, right alongside oil and gas law. That tells me they're not just stuck in the past, they're adapting.
Absolutely. They know the energy sector is changing rapidly, and they're right there on the front lines, ready to help their clients navigate that change. And speaking of change, have you seen the news lately? Some pretty big deals they've been a part of.
Oh yeah, for sure. Big mergers, patent lawsuits, the kind of stuff you see in the headlines.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're working with some major players.
Exactly. We're talking huge corporations, investment firms, the companies that shape entire industries. These aren't small-time cases, you know?
Definitely not. I don't think they're handling parking tickets over there.
No.
But one thing that did catch my eye, they mentioned pro bono work on their website, which for a firm like this is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it would have been easy to gloss over that, wouldn't it? But they chose to highlight it, even if it's not front page news.
Exactly. It's there, even if it's subtle.
So what do you think that says about them, their values?
It tells me it's not just a PR move for them, It's part of who they are, a commitment to giving back. And let's be honest, in the world of corporate law, that kind of ethical backbone can be a big selling point. Right. Shows they're not just about the bottom line. They care about doing good too. So we've got this firm that's all about collaborative entrepreneurship, but also handling billion-dollar deals and doing pro bono work. It's kind of like a lot of different things at once.
I think that's a good way to put it. They've got this multifaceted identity they're going for, appealing to a different kind of client, one who cares about more than just legal wins. They want innovation, social impact, the whole package.
Yeah, they're not your typical old-school law firm, but they're not chasing every trendy cause either. It feels more, I don't know, thought out than that.
I agree. It's like they ask themselves, what does it mean to be a powerful force for good in the legal world today? And then built their whole strategy around that.
Okay, we've covered a lot here. Their image, their expertise, the clients, even their commitment to doing good. So for someone who's just tuning in, what's the takeaway? What's the story BakerBots is trying to tell? They want to be seen as like the law firm of the future, right? Not afraid to shake things up, help their clients build that future.
Yeah, for sure. It's not even just keeping up. It's more like they want to be one step ahead, always adapting, ready for what's next.
Makes you think about who they're trying to attract, you know. Client-wise, are they looking for companies that are also kind of disruptive, innovative, pushing boundaries?
It's an interesting question. It's like they're sending out a signal, right, to those companies that want to change the game. If you're bold enough to try it, we're here to help you make it happen, kind of thing.
And they've got the experience to back it up, too. We're talking about a firm that's handled some of the biggest, most complex legal stuff out there.
Exactly. They don't just talk the talk. They've been in the trenches, proven they can handle the pressure and come out on top.
Okay, last thought for anyone listening. If you had to sum up BakerBots in one sentence, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I guess I'd say BakerBots is living proof that adapt or die applies to everyone, even lawyers. They're not just practicing law, they're inventing the future of it.
And there you have it, folks. A global powerhouse with their eyes on the horizon. Definitely a firm to keep an eye on. That's, well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've explored their story, their expertise, hopefully giving you some food for thought. Until next time, happy navigating.